Welcome to the daily chizuk. Someone with the proper emunah will save himself hours upon hours of time, effort, and potential stress. If someone is looking to get married, without emunah, he feels the need to make sure everyone knows his name. He feels that he needs to play many different roles to impress dozens of people. And when things don't work out the way he hoped, he might even blame others and feel ill will towards them. With emunah, however, he'll feel comfortable making a regular hishtadlut, giving his name to a few shadchanim and praying to Hashem. He'll be able to act himself and focus on impressing the only one who matters. And if things don't go the way he hoped, he happily moves on, recognizing Hashem is doing best for him. A woman told me, years ago, a relative of hers took in a boy who was having family problems at home and not succeeding in yeshiva. Her relative raised this boy like a son, working hard to teach him Torah and Midot. That boy grew up to become a real Ben Torah, Baruch Hashem. His father was very angry about the whole situation and spread negative rumors about this relative of hers. When the boy became of age, the people who cared for him most were concerned about how he would get married based on the circumstances. Sure enough, it was a very simple process, as the Yad Hashem was so clearly evident. His future in-laws from out of town only knew one man from their entire community with whom he felt with whom he could speak in confidence with and inquire about the boy. The person was none other than the man who took him in, and he gave the boy glowing reports. And Baruch Hashem, today, that boy is a Talmid Chacham with a beautiful family living in Israel. The woman telling the story concluded, "I keep repeating this story to myself and my daughters who are in Shidduchim now to remind us not to be overly concerned about what everybody else thinks. As long as we are serving Hashem to the best of our ability, that's all that counts. He is the only one we need to impress." The same is true in all areas of life, whether it's with health, family, business. Rabbi Elimelech Biderman said, a man told him he flew to Detroit for a very important meeting at a bank, which, if successful, would earn him a large amount of money. The meeting was scheduled for 4:30, and he arrived at about 3:30. He found that a shul close by had mincha at 4 o'clock, so he went to pray before the meeting. At 4 o'clock, there was just two other people there besides him. A few minutes later, another man walked in. The people slowly trickled in, and finally, at about 4:25, they got a minyan. He needed to leave. He told them he's just going to stay for the silent Amidah and then walk out. The Chazan turned to him and said, "Please, I need to say Kaddish. Could you stay for the entire tefillah?" Torn between the biggest meeting of his life and staying for the minyan, he told the man, "Okay, I'll stay." After they finished, he ran to the bank and arrived about 15 minutes late. The secretary told him, "You're late, but don't worry. The executive is not here yet. When he arrives, you could go in to see him." When the man was invited in, he was shocked to see that the executive he was meeting with was the Chazan who asked him to stay so he could say Kaddish. The executive told him, "Thank you for staying for me. You took the risk of missing this meeting to help me. Now I'm going to help you." A deal that should have taken months of working on was closed that day. We could save ourselves so much time and potential stress. We don't need to know 100 people, 50 people, 10 people. We only need to know Hashem. He is the only one in control, and He could give us anything we need. If we focus more on Him, we'll have much more quality of life. Have a great day.